John chapter 11 in your Bibles tonight. I have just a single thought for you tonight. Well, praise the Lord. We've had a great time together on our anniversary Sunday. Our cookie fellowship was a lot of fun. And congratulations to Kiera on the contest. And then the hymn sing with the new hymn books was a great blessing as well. And now we want to take just a few moments tonight, and I really mean that, a few moments tonight to look at John chapter 11. This is the famous story of the resurrection of Lazarus. Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. And it was a great miracle. Look down in verse number 32. The Bible says, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had said thus, when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, unto them, Loose him, and let him go. I want to talk to you tonight about this thought, loose the grave clothes. Loose the grave clothes. Here is an incredible miracle by Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Lazarus. It's amazing how many times when Jesus does a miracle, he involves the doing of something by people. Remember the first miracle? What was Jesus' first miracle? Anybody know? The water turned to wine. And what did he do? He didn't just change it into wine. He said, Take you and pour into the basins. And then go and serve it. And when they served it, it had become the fruit of the vine, the wine. But he involved them. He involved them acting in faith and doing what he said to pour into the basins. When he healed the crippled man, he said, Take up your bed and walk. So the crippled man had to roll up his bedroll. And when he did so, he was healed and now he could walk. Another lame man had to be lowered through the roof. Remember that? The guys tore apart the roof and lowered him down to Jesus because they couldn't get to him. But that miracle involved the doing of something by some other people. Well, here, even raising someone from the dead, Jesus involves people. Jesus does the miracle. Lazarus, come forth. He's bound, it says, hand and foot. How's he going to walk if he's bound hand and foot? You know what? He didn't have to walk. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, whether he wanted to or not, he was coming forth. Because nobody can resist the word of God. Okay? When God says something, it happens. And I don't know if Lazarus went like this, little baby steps, or if he was just, whoop, you know, just transported up. But he came forth when Jesus said, come forth. And the miracle was done. He was alive. But his face was bound in a napkin. His arms were bound. I picture it kind of like a mummy, because a lot of times they would do that to the bodies back then, and embalm them with the spices and things. And he's kind of like just all wrapped up like this. And Jesus turns to the people who were there and he says, "Loose the grave clothes. Loose them and let them go." You know what? When Jesus does a miracle of raising someone, a lot of times it takes some people who love Jesus who will loose the grave clothes. Here's what I mean. When somebody gets saved, that's a miracle from Christ. He's the only one that saves them. You know, sometimes people say, "You saved me." And I'll say, "Well, Jesus saved you. Jesus saved you. I just showed you how to be saved. But Jesus is the one that saved you." And they go, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." They know that. They knew that. But after somebody gets saved, a lot of times the things of this world are still binding them. They're new on the inside. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. When you got saved, you're totally new on the inside. But there's still grave clothes binding you. And a lot of times it takes somebody coming alongside, another Christian, another believer, somebody who loves Jesus, and Jesus says, "Go and loose the grave clothes." In other words, help that person to grow spiritually. Help them to overcome the things that are worldly habits in their life that the devil has bound them with before they were saved. Now they're free. Now they're free. But the Lord sometimes says to us, "Go and loose the grave clothes." Help them get victory over things that bind them. Sometimes I think Christians do the opposite. If we're not careful, we'll tie the grave clothes even tighter. We'll say, well, we'll see if his conversion is really sincere or not. We'll just wait and see if he really means business. We'll see how much he changes. That's the wrong attitude. The right attitude is, "Praise the Lord, you got saved. Let me help you grow. Let me loose the grave clothes. Not see if you can bust out of them yourself. Let me help you here. Let me loose the grave clothes." Some of you have been privileged to lead somebody to Christ. You know, we kind of have a responsibility to that person. Almost like giving birth to a baby. You've got a responsibility to that baby Christian. And you need to keep up with that person. Let them know you love them and you want to help them grow. And you're going to stay by them. You can even explain to them the idea of being born again. They're now a baby Christian. And so a baby needs some help. And I want to be your friend. And I want to help you. I want you to come to church with me on Sunday night, Wednesday night, and sit by me. And you just take them under your wing. And you help them grow. They need that. They need that. And I was thinking one of the things that I pray for and desire at Bethel Baptist Church is that not only will we see people saved, and not only will you folks be soul winners along with me, I need to be as well, but that we will also be disciplers, that we will help people to grow. Right now, one of our ladies is meeting with a lady who got saved, and I went back and followed up with her a couple times, and then I let this lady in our church take it over, and now she's been going through some little follow-up lessons we have. And helping this new Christian just grow in the Lord. And you know what? Not only is the new Christian enjoying it, but the lady who's going through it with her is enjoying it too. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to see people grow. Loose the grave clothes. Don't tie them tighter. Don't make it rough on people. Don't think, "Well, we'll see what really happens here." No, let's take them under our wing. Let's help them along. Let's loose the grave clothes. I put this down. May we at Bethel Baptist be servants of Christ when it comes to loosing the grave clothes. Let's close in prayer.